Hey,
I'm back in this another YouTube video. My name is Anisha Brown, and this is Ariana Stafford, and we're
the government name is crazy.
Ariana Grace Stafford, and Anisha Shea Brown, and we're here today, and we're going to be recording a new podcast episode for you guys. Sorry, we kind of fell on the planet of the earth.
It's my dog's hair in the mic.
Oh, Cookie. Hey, Cookie.
Shout out to Cookie.
Shout out to Cooksters.
Shout out to Cooksters. You a real one, babe.
Yeah, I would like to apologize for what I did. It was very wrong. Because I was looking at all the podcasts I was listening to because of my Spotify Wrapped, and I was like, oh, LMAO, why don't I go down to my own podcast January, 6th or something.
Of this year?
Yes.
Oh, we did do the thing.
Do you know how long? First of all, it took me a month to edit it.
That's why I was like, the prince in December.
Yeah. So that was a long timeline. So much stuff has happened because that was the end of junior year. And then we had a whole summer. And now we're at almost the end of the first semester of senior year.
Guys, we're graduating in May. T-minus 5 months. I know.
You're going to be 18 in
February.
I'm going to be 18 probably. Not even by the end of the year. I mean, graduation day, there's a large probability I'm sitting there.
And it's your birthday.
And it's my birthday, and I'm going to be sitting there waiting for them to call S.
Are you
going to
be the kind of person who leaves after they get your name called?
I'm not going to say yes, and I'm not going to say no.
Yes. I saw it.
But
it's
a Stafford thing. You just slither away. Where did Ariana go? Oh, she's at home. Anyways,
I don't know, because I'm in the very beginning, so I could really leave.
You could literally dip, but the thing is, it's very obvious if you leave.
Yeah,
that's the downside.
I was at the one last year, and it was I see them
dipping.
Yeah, climbing over the seats and stuff. And so I also want to be there for the flicks after with my friends, because I saw all the pictures of the friends.
I would hope it's in the morning, because
it's not
in the evening.
Three, like three or six.
Bruh, I might leave early because if it's the same, because I'm going to that Paramore concert on the 25th, bruh.
Yes, I'm going
to the Paramore concert. I'm so excited. It's gonna be my sister and my mom, but my mom's trying to get out of it. Okay. So if my mom somehow weasels her way out of it, I'm gonna give the ticket to Zaria.
Oh.
Surprising, the way. I didn't even know you liked Paramore.
I do.
But all black people like Paramore, though.
That's what I'm saying. You can't not like Paramore.
Paramore has done more for the black community than TLC.
Put your head down. What's wrong with you?
Don't go crying to your mama. Bruh, that song is
in the real world.
Bruh, that song is so good. She was like, when she goes, ain't it fun? Ain't it fun? Baby, now you're one of us.
Ain't it fun? Ain't it fun?
Ain't it what?
Ain't it fun?
Oh my god. All right, wait. On that note, song of the week, song of the day, or song of the song of the year at this point. What was your Spotify? Oh, you don't have Spotify Wrapped. Your Apple Wrapped or whatever the hell you got.
Let me find my screenshot of it. I believe
I know what mine was because it was really depressing.
I don't know what my song is, but I know my person, the artist I was listening to most was Young Nudie. Shout out to Young Nudie.
The way that I only knew who that was because you told me. I was like, who?
I love Young Nudie. And if you're listening to this and you don't like Young Nudie, stop listening.
I guess I need to stream once. Well, while she finds that, my top song for my Spotify Wrapped was Dealer by Lana Del Rey, which says a lot.
Yeah. My top album is really funny to me.
What is it?
My top album, guess.
Was it not Hamilton?
No, it's Hamilton.
It was?
Yeah.
I saw a glimpse of it. I cheated.
Yeah,
but you were talking about it earlier, too.
Yeah. I was kind of surprised by that, but at the same time, not really. Because I love listening to Hamilton. It's so funny for me. My top song was, you probably don't know what this is.
Oh, no, I definitely
Everybody won't. Shooters 2 by 42 Doug and ESTG.
Is that the one that's shoot out? No.
No.
Me neither.
Funny story. The only reason why this is my favorite song is because track last year, when I was we were like, we went to like Chick-fil-A or something after with like Trell and Omari and Brian. And I think Elvin, I think it was all of us really. We all like snug.
I'm gonna let you know, I only know Omari's two of those names.
Oh, yeah, because he didn't eat Trell
last year. Wait, Omari.
The senior last year?
Oh, yeah. Like, I had him on Be Real for a minute and then I realized I didn't know him, so I took him off. I'm so real right now. But I know the other two.
And yeah, and then they played something by him, and then I like Shazam that shit, bro. I be Shazam in seven people's cars.
No, I literally just be sitting there. Like,
I be hiding it. I be acting like I'm doing something on my phone, but
no, I just be waiting for that notification to pop up.
Exactly. I be trying to hide it, especially in Alice's car. Alice didn't know how to. I told her I'd do it now. Like for the longest, I told you I didn't even know how to get to school the way she came to school. Until the first day I drove.
Be so fucking for real, bro.
The first day I drove to school. I followed her.
Anisha, that is how I'm the worst person to follow if you're driving.
Oh yeah, because you'd be accelerating.
Here, my little sedan.
I accelerate too. Look, I like to drive. I get in trouble.
Oh my god, bro! The last time we recorded, we both didn't have a license.
And we both didn't have cars.
We didn't have cars.
Hey guys, we're up. We're up, bro. She got her license.
I'm mobile.
When did you get your license?
February.
Oh damn!
I almost been a year.
I got a car, which I knew I was gonna get a car. But
you never named your car, did you?
I did.
It's you Barry. Did. Oh right, Barry. My car's name is Doug. He's a 2004 Toyota Avalon.
Mine's is Barry because it's a blueberry. Because it's blue like a blueberry, so I call it Barry because I wanted to be a guy and I wanted to have an old person name. So
like Barry Allen.
Yes.
Oh. So I was literally picturing like Barry, like strawberry shortcake. No. Like literally, like Berry. Barry.
No. No,
Barry Sawi.
That's how I spell it in my head. Berry.
But you don't spell it Barry? That's the name.
No, I didn't.
Bruh. Be so for Okay. Oh, but do you have a song of the week, though, outside of your rap? Because I do.
Wait, go ahead.
I still don't know how to say her name. My mom said it's Sade. I'm still 99% sure. I keep calling her Sade every time because I feel like if it's Sade, you need an accent over either the A or the E. But she doesn't have that. So I'd be like, oh, it's Sade.
It's definitely not Sade.
I know for a fact it's not Sade. But
I think it's Sade.
But like, Smooth Operator? There is so... Smooth Operator. I'll send it to you. Because bro, that song has crack in it. Because like, it's super slow, really mellow. But for some reason, I'm obsessed with it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's really bad. Like, I wonder how many times I've listened to it. Because I had this like... Last FM, which it tells you like all the music you've listened to. I wonder how many times I've listened to it just this past week, because it's probably gonna be like 12. Okay. Which is actually a lot.
I don't think so.
It's
when
four.
When I have a favorite song, that's literally like after I watch. But Wakanda,
you okay? But
Sunday,
you put it on replay. I don't put my songs on replay. I just hit it a lot. Like, I can't do that.
Again. I'm like, okay.
I spy.
Again. Okay, no, it's because I re-added it. Cause I
didn't add it. That song's good, though.
But
I spy with my little eye. A girly I could get because she don't get too many likes. Which is actually, that line is so sad. A girly I can get because she doesn't get a lot of likes.
Somebody said that to me?
Oh, that's actually good. We can talk about that because there was a song. Okay, do you know the song Chloe?
I would punch them in the throat.
Real?
Because what? How disrespectful are you?
There was another song where it was like, I can't remember the song that we were talking about originally, but there's a song called Chloe. It was like such a very 2011 song. And it was like, Chloe, I know your sister turns everyone on, but you're the one I want.
Oh, yes. I do exactly.
Bruh. Chloe. What frat boy fixed their face to say that to her?
Let me tell you something. If someone ever fixed their lips to tell Anisha to say brown that, and I know, I'll never be wrong, my sister, like, people, like, I know my sister's gorgeous and everything, but if someone ever, like, says a mess like that.
Y'all look so similar. It's scary.
I know. Remember that TikTok you made?
Yes.
Thing?
I was like, y'all twins.
The same person.
See, you know what's bad when you see it yourself?
Yeah. And I don't
that's
really
when you're
see
like.
It. But in that TikTok, I was like, oh, my God. We're
y'all
twins.
Like I said it freshman year or something when I first saw your sister, and you were like, I don't see it. And I was like, babe, how?
I don't see when I look at her.
But that video.
Like me, but in that video, I was like, yeah. We definitely twinning. But like, if you ever fix your lips to say that to me, my thing is I'm not confrontational. Like, I'm not.
But
if you disrespect me,
kind of like that. Remember that fight where that girl spit on someone else?
Oh!
I don't fight. You might punch me, and I might still be able to walk away. But spit on me? I have never fought in my life.
That is the most disrespectful act you could ever do to somebody. You cocked your lips.
And you went.
That shit is killing you. I think I would go to jail for murder that day. And I'm so badass. I don't think I'm capable of murder until you spit on me. Because
I would probably black out. Like I will be across the room. My body is not mine.
It's the thought process. You had to think about that.
You'd be something. You know what? I'm about to spit on this bitch.
And then you spit on me. You think I'm the ground? You think I'm as low as the ground?
No, because the way that like racist people would literally like spit on, how did they? How?
I am so thankful that we have leaders like Martin Luther King.
Who I would have been a Malcolm X. I would have been a Malcolm X.
I'm shooting your house up.
I would have been a Black Panther with a gun.
I'm shooting your house. I'm gonna take my dad's machete.
It's the most Caribbean shit. He said, so I'm getting my large knife.
And I'm chopping people up.
She just come out swinging.
You guys, what? You think that's okay?
Babe, I don't know. That's crazy.
You think you don't deserve death? You deserve death to me.
He said, you spit on me? I go get my knife.
You deserve death to me after that. Like, you don't deserve to live.
Oh my God.
Spit on me. What?
No. Like, there's no coming back from that, because now every time I see that girl, I know her as a spitter. She's
you
a spitter.
Deserve death. There's no other way Hell. To go around that. Death.
Right electric chair. Right
now. And I want it to be painful, too.
Be some excruciating.
Brand, I'm gonna brand you some shit, bro.
Did you say brand?
No, I didn't say that. Anyways, moving on. Okay, this is Anisha's podcast now. What? My rose? The best thing that happened to me this week. Oh, we played Paulding County. The basketball team played Paulding County, and that game was so fun. It was so intense because we kept going back and forth, and we eventually won. And we were talking hella trash. I was talking hella trash. The other team was talking hella trash. We were all talking trash, and it was really fun. And we won, and we got two dunks on them. And I think it was Evan. He blocked the ball so hard one time. He like literally like palmed it with his hand and pushed it down. And it was the most disrespectful thing I seen in a basketball game. And it was so fun. And I was getting real mad because I get really intense in situations like that. And one of the people in their student section were like, oh, who's quiet now? Because one of the players made a dunk. And then we made two dunks. And then Evan blocked the ball. And I was like, oh, who's quiet now, bitch? And
you
I was
a cheerleader. You can't be saying that.
Oh, I can. And I will. And that was a really fun game. And my thorn would probably be when I came back from that game. I came home. It was like 11:30. I was so tired. Like, and I had other homework to do. Like, even yesterday, I was so tired. But that was for other reasons. And yeah, I had so much work to do, and I was so tired. And yeah, it was just not fun. And then, also, I have this pimple on my chin, and it's really bothering me because I can't get it to go away, and it's like red and really embarrassing. So it's like a volcano sitting on my.
I didn't even see it.
Oh really?
No,
I actually feel good.
Well, now I'm gonna be staring at your face because you said
that. I'm gonna cover it. So
and
yeah,
you can't talk.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can. And my bun. So now looking forward to. I'm going for to shop with a warrior. One, because it's gonna be fun with my friends, and two, because somebody I like is gonna be there, so that'll be fun. Anyways,
what's his face is gonna be?
Yeah,
really?
But I don't like him anymore.
Wait, you literally just said 5 seconds ago that you did.
Yeah, but I need to not like him anymore. So.
Oh yeah. For why? We'll talk about that later. Yeah. We can talk about that later. All right, mine. My turn. My rose. It's gonna be the same one as I recorded last time. My rose. I got to hang out with this girl that I really, 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 really like.
Really, really, really,
really, really, really, really like. For like several days this week. And she even came over and I started my period. And I like have like excruciating ass periods. And she came over because we were supposed to hang out because she was going out of town today. And she did. And that's literally my thorn because she's not coming back till freaking January 6th. Zaria, if you're listening to this, I'm going to beat you when you come back. Because why would you leave for that long?
Not actually. In Jamaica, yeah. But not in America.
She said, I'm a so new land, new man. New land, new man.
The laws of Jamaica are very different.
So. Some, he comes steal your mango, you chop. I'm not even Jamaican. Is that racist?
No.
Okay. Well, no. Anyways, gray area. But, so yeah, that was my thorn and my rose. My bud, honestly, we're almost done with senior year, bro. I want to get out of here, so I'm itching.
Yeah, I don't understand.
I have another me.
Why? I mean, I guess that for you.
That I'm itching
you
to
really
leave.
Like it, but I've never really understood why people like say they hate high school.
Well, I don't hate it.
Such a good like I've had so much fun in it.
I think
like,
honestly,
of course, I say I hate school all the time because obviously I don't. Understand.
You have rigorous academics though.
Yeah.
I come here, I go to class, and I want to go home, and then I go to work.
I feel that's different because you just like being at home.
I love being at home. I love being asleep, and then I go to work a lot. But, like, no. But you also like basketball, football games. I'm not that person.
Yeah, I'm just really...
You're very social in that way. Socially. But, like, dances, I eat that up. Well, homecoming, I eat that up. I don't even know if I'm going to prom this year. I still stand by that statement. But, another thorn. Tell me why this freaking lady for... So, I dual enroll at one of the local colleges. So, I'm... do high school and college classes. Tell me why this lady made this final 30 questions. Who makes a 30 question? Who makes a 30 question final?
You mean that in a good way or a bad way?
It's a bad thing. I need room for error. I need room for error. I got a 67. I am okay, but I mean, like, I wish yeah. It was better. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, my goal was a 70, and that means I was you're 1 point off. Though. I literally missed one question from being at a 70, though. It is 70. I still passed. C's make degrees, and I had B's, so slay.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to dive into the topic. So while I was driving here, and I was like, all right, we're going to record. We got 10 minutes to talk about this. Is the talking stage dating? I say yes.
Anisha's cloudy.
Anisha's cloudy. Why are we cloudy, Anisha? Like,
so I guess my circumstances are different. I'm like... I talk to guys, and I like guys, and I date guys, but I don't like them enough.
Why do we do it, though?
What's the reason? Not that I don't like them enough. I'm very straight, so I'm not going to say I don't like them enough.
When you said I'm very straight, I was like, wait, what?
Because I feel like that was, like, alluding to me, like, not being straight, but I am. I just like being with myself, I think. Like, mm-hmm. I do, and then one, like I said, I don't normally talk to guys that I actually like. I just talk to the guys who, like, I'm extroverted, but I'm not gonna, like, put myself out there in that sense. Like, I'm never gonna be able to say anything to you first.
Oh, my God, that reminds me of what happened last night. Does my mom listen? You know what? That's not my problem. My mom's listening to this. We could talk about that
But
later.
She, but yeah, so the guys who come to me are normally the guys that, I mean, they're okay. They're just not anything special. Like, I'm not gonna.
You're just not special. It's crazy.
So, like, I'll talk to them and I don't entertain it because I like getting attention. I am an attention whore. I'm not gonna deny it. After that, I think the talking stage is like you're dating,
but you're just not together.
Not officially. I'm not your girlfriend. You're my boyfriend.
But would you be mad if someone else, if they went to go like date someone else? That's where I get the gray area because I'm like yes because I'm jealous but I mean like
I'm just jealous.
You know your this. Mouth says I'm
Even if we're not dating though,
like, no, literally, because why are you hanging out with them?
Like, why'd you post that picture? Like,
so what is this supposed to
be? You reacted to their be real?
You liked their story.
What?
Why don't you like their story? Why don't you go marry them?
So I think it's different. Especially if it's a guy that I like and I say that you like someone else's story. Because, like, it, to me, when, like, someone likes my story, I'm like, oh, okay, you want me or me.
It'll be something you want me.
Exactly. So when, if you're doing that to other people, it's like, oh, you want to play that game. And if you want to play that game, we can play. We can play. But yeah, then okay. Again, it's like, I also just don't really like the guy that talks to. So I don't normally care. But
you do care. A little bit.
Because it's like, I should be the only one.
You should be liking is Anisha.brown.
Exactly. So yeah, it's a definitely a gray. It's a fuzzy area. That's why I said I'm cloudy when it comes to this because my circumstances are different. Like, I don't look at like talking to guys the same as most people do.
True. But I just be attached. So that's my problem. Like,
because I don't like them, so I don't get attached. I get attached to the ones I like.
Yeah, but then I'd be getting mad when I get attached because I'm like, oh, this is going to be like me for a year. Because I know it's going to be. But no, it's a long time for me, though. Like, it's a really long time. So that's why I was like, I like it so much better when I don't like people. But when I start to like someone, I'm like, damn it. It's like, jeez. Because, like, the thing was, I was spiraling for like 2 days because I thought she liked someone else. And I was like, well, why are you taking me on these dates, though? Mm-hmm. My mom was like, aren't y'all literally going on dates like almost every weekend? The answer was yes. And then I literally had to corner her and be like, do you like me, bro? Like, do you like me?
See, I would never do that.
I had to, though, because otherwise I would have been crying every night because, like, we would be on the phone. She'd be like, oh, so-and-so is calling me. And I'm like, oh, so you're going to hang up on me? Oh, okay. I mean, and I was like, I was like, because it's a girl that she did express that she liked before, but, like, she knew it wasn't going anywhere. And I was like, babe, then why are you hanging up on me? I'm here. I'm here. So crazy. Oh, God. Also, I'm, like, extremely jealous. So, I mean, like, in my head, I know for a fact, like, I haven't said that she's my girlfriend, but if you ask my brain, she'd be like, oh, that's too, mine. Though.
I'd be like, if I like them, I'm like, oh, we're married. Like,
no, literally, we have two dogs. Two dogs. I got a Tahoe and a Yukon.
Like, even now, with the guy that I like, every time I decide that I do like him again, I'm like, okay, that's my husband.
Like, oh, no, that's mine over there.
That's me.
That's all mine.
Yeah, but it's like, so.
Do you want to put some 2 cents into it? Like, you're hiding in the corner. Layla, come on.
This is Layla Odom.
Government. She's been putting my government name on here. So.
Yeah, she's daughter of.
If you know her mom's name, that's scary.
Daughter of Odin.
I got 5 more minutes. Do I have anything else to say to that?
Okay, let me. Okay, I think I have more things to say.
Oh, okay. And then I have to say, like, a quick story. Oh, so yesterday, we were, like, we had ran errands because I was like, okay, I don't have any money, but I have a bunch of stuff that I have to do. And then she hung out with me. Like, first of all, she was at my house before I even got home. Mm-hmm. She needs to stop doing
that.
We
all do that.
I know, literally.
So I went and showered at your house.
No, I wasn't at work. I was at Target. Oh. I was at Target and with Maya, and then he was sitting in my driveway because
the mall.
Yeah, he was at my house for 2 hours, and then my parents were force feeding him. He was like, bruh, your dad's making me eat. And I was like, well, duh.
I haven't been in your house. I haven't seen Jared in so long.
Yeah. Honestly, Cookie, Jared, go bother my mom.
Yes.
It's everybody's favorite thing to do. Just go bother them. And then Gabby comes and goes, and then walks away.
Like, my dad.
Gabby is your dad. Bruh. But we were sitting in my car for like 30 minutes. That's not the first time we did that. And we were just sitting there talking. And then there were several times where I was just staring at her and I was like, I should kiss this girl. And then I was like,
have you kissed her yet?
Mm-mm. And I regret it because I'm not going to see her until next year. And it's been a whole thing because she knew what?
She's coming back to January 6th.
Okay. Yeah, she's going to New Jersey today. And she's not coming back till January 6th. So I really messed that one up. And she won't stop, like, teasing me about it. I was like, it takes two to tango. Why didn't you do anything? Because I'm not. Personally, I pretend to be bold. I ain't going to do it.
I don't pretend. I'm not.
No, sometimes I'll be bold, but it's always verbal. I will bark, no bites. I am all bark.
Over the phone, I can be pretty bold, but in person.
In person, you're just sitting there. You said, excuse me. Oh no, it was really, really, really embarrassing actually. And then I was sitting there, I was like, damn. But that's how I knew I actually really liked her, because when it was the other guy, I did not regret it.
I was like, so funny to me.
Oh, my 20 my
and I'd be like,
my 20 minute long first kiss.
Touches me. Maybe you shouldn't give me this.
No, because I have never actually walked up to someone and wanted them to hug me. Like, I literally stay on her for some reason. And I should have known that there was something wrong with the last relationship when I was like, he's everywhere. Like, he's everywhere. And he keeps trying to hug me and hold my hand. Like,
I get like that too.
It was bad. I don't know why I didn't break it off earlier. It was really unfair to both parties.
Yeah, for sure.
And he just sat there and endured it. Layla, are you sure you don't want to plug yourself? Give me a rosebud and thorn.
A what?
Your rose.
Something you're looking forward to is your bud. Something that's bad that happened the past week is a thorn, and then something that's good is a rose. Hurry up, you got 50 seconds.
My mom has COVID, so I haven't seen her like all week.
Oh.
School's about to end, and I forgot the third one.
Something you're looking forward to? Oh, no, something good this week, because something you're looking forward to is school's about to end.
I got a 93 on a test.
Oh,
okay, Layla. Okay.
Yeah. Way. All right, thank you for making a cameo, and then I have to edit in Zion's, where he was like, I crashed my car. Just introduce yourself.
Oh, my name is Zion.sb. Follow me on Instagram.
Or do you want to do Rosebud and Thorn?
No.
Yes, no. You do. Or,
I mean, I guess I have okay. a good one.
So basically, high, low, and something you're looking forward to.
Okay, automatically, the low has to be crashing my car. it definitely wasn't my fault, but that doesn't stop the fact that I'm sad about it and I have no rides anywhere. But high...
Oh, I found her!
It's not looking too good. I don't think I have any highs this week.
Speaking of that, I now have to take Zion home and to school every day, which I don't mind because Zion's my best friend, but still.
I don't know. He seems like a weird passenger. I've never actually driven him anywhere. Sometimes. He's a quiet passenger. I did not expect
like
that.
He talks sometimes, but sometimes he just gets really quiet.
Oh, that's scary.
One of us has to maintain the conversation. But bye, guys.
Adios. It's going to cut me off in 5 seconds anyway.
Five, four, three.
You're counting too fast. Two, one.